Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How are you?
Good.
Happy New Year. Wonderful. On the show today, we have a busy show. We're going to talk with a lot of folks about a lot of things that are in the news. One of them is this drought. We're trying to, at least every couple of days, deal with the issues related to extreme drought, to record drought, because if you take last fall and this spring, this summer into harvest, worst ever. And that isn't everywhere, but it's in a lot of places. And a lot of the fixes are up to the federal government, and they've blown it. So now it's up to the state government, and they need to do more. So,
although here at K-Fire, we put rain in for the next couple of hours, so we're going to get some.
You are? When you say you put rain in? 90%
chance of... The showers 10 to 11 and 50% chance from 11 to noon. So
there you go. What did Waisaki say for the eastern end of the state, Kev?
Yeah, same much. Yep, hit and miss.
It looks like rain out there. It does, so that's good. Daryl Lease will be here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we'll talk about it. Now, the one thing I credit the Farm Bureau for is they don't always say government needs to fix this, right? Yet there are things and tools that can be done. Government also ought to get out of the way. So, interesting. I've been hearing from some people say, you know what, I don't want any farm programs. I don't want any farm programs. And I always ask, and I've never necessarily heard the answer to this, we'll talk about it with Daryl, does that include crop insurance? Because that's a pretty powerful tool. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be backstopped by the government, but I imagine if it wasn't, the cost of it would be crazy. And here's why I think you'll hear me advocate for farm programs unlike any other kind of government program. I think everything is better without the bureaucracy that comes with any government program. So just get out of the way of a good business person, and they're going to manage their own risk. I think the challenge is the competition for a soybean farmer, small grains, you know, you take your pick, corn, whatever, isn't necessarily the farmer across the road and trying to do it better than he does. It's really the world, right? And other governments, for instance, what is the biggest competitor to oil and gas development in North Dakota? Or for that matter, the United States of America? What's the biggest competitor to that?
Middle Eastern oil, foreign oil.
Right. And yep. It's foreign owned.
Right.
So Russian is another example.
Yeah.
Russia has its own. Do you think Russia doesn't love it when a pipeline goes down in the United States?
Oh.
Because they then have more power. And the one thing that we're screwing up right now, big time, is that our advantage in domestic production is eroding. Middle East oil wins. Russian oil wins. You get it? Why do you think China is building coal plants right now? I think there's 81 under construction right now, if I remember right, my numbers right. Right now, and we're shutting them down. God forbid, but for the good work of a handful of folks that kept the Coal Creek Station going, least of which we shouldn't forget is the politicians, but the people that actually risked their money It was amazing. I mean, yesterday, I think Jason Bohr said it well. He said, without Brent Sanford, that doesn't happen. Most important person in that, our lieutenant governor, right? And he's elected to do that. That's his job. That's why the people said, yeah, let's put Brent Sanford in there with Doug Burgum as governor. It's their job. But let's not forget people like the Kopsings and others from Rainbow Energy that said, we're going to risk our money to keep Coles Creek Station open. It's our money. We were fighting a coal plant being shut down, and they're building 81 in China. What do they know, guys? This is what we're up against, whether it's our ag products that feed the world or whether it's our energy products. Our competitor is people that don't follow the rules. They don't care about carbon management. They don't care about, we'll write checks to farmers all day long. And you can compete against us, and we'll mess with the price, and we'll do everything else. So that's where I just don't know. I don't know on for instance, RMA or the crop insurance side, whether when we say no farm programs, I don't know if we're talking that, too. I'd be interested in your thoughts on that. Daryl Lease will be here to talk about that. We're going to talk about a program called Save the Brave today. We have a retired Marine on the show today. Semper Fi! Let's go, baby, right?
There you go.
So we're going to talk about that, and also Mark Wagner will be here to talk about preserving your wealth for generations. It's a very important topic, and amongst all that, we'll have open phone time. I said earlier with Jesse on K-Fire this morning on the Phil Parker show, without Phil Parker, that I'm right now to the point of losing my marbles over the reporting on COVID. Did you guys see this WDAY-TV report that claimed that ERs, emergency rooms, were at 90% of capacity? Is that the number, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you dug into the actual numbers, you'd see that whether there was 90% capacity in ER, there was one ER patient that had COVID. One. Entire state of North Dakota. I think there's a total of 15 people in the hospital today because of COVID. Now, that's a fact. And the media does not want you to know the facts. They want to scare the living crap out of you. I don't know why.
Breaking news. People are getting sick.
They go to the ER when they're sick? You've got to be kidding me.
It's ridiculous. We've got to make sure you turn the media back on so that you find out, is it still? Keep you on the edge of your seat.
And by the way, ABC does this, NBC does this, CBS does this, Fox News does this. They all do it. Listen to the top of the hour news. Listen to the 10 o'clock newscast, the 6 o'clock, the 5 o'clock TV newscast. Every newscast, quote-unquote newscast, yep, is doing this. They are scaring the living crap out of people. Now, I got a text today from someone that was very upset that someone felt pressured to get the jab because the pressure was coming from friends and coworkers saying, you're going to get it? And she's a teacher in northern Minnesota. And she was pressured into getting it. Her husband didn't want her to get it.
Okay.
Wherever she got the jab, they didn't say, do you have allergies, any other meds you're taking that we need to know? Nothing. Boom, got the jab.
And?
Well, so far, so good. She hasn't had the second one yet, I guess. But here's the deal. You should get the jab if you believe it will protect you. And you believe that the risk-benefit analysis, but that's your decision.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it because some newscast is freaking out.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't do it if somebody says, well, if you don't do it, then you're going to show your vaccine passport and you're not going to be able to have A, B, C, D. You seeing this now? It's getting unbelievable what you need your vaccine passport for.
I wasn't planning to go to New York City anyway, unless the company asked me to again, in which case I will. But
speaking of New York City,
I'm going to the fake Russian arm. You heard about that, right?
Well, what Todd's talking about is New York City. You don't get in a restaurant there unless you show your vaccine passport.
Well, I got or gym, I got or any entertainment or.
And by the way, the best restaurant in New York City all day long, every day, is those corner pizza shops.
Oh yeah,
I bet they'll be smart enough. They'll put it out in front. I don't care.
Oh yeah,
I don't
your need food to go vendor.
Yeah, the guy with the hot dog stand. I can live on that, but the pizza places are unbelievable. Every pizza place you find in every little dive corner in New York City are unbelievable.
So the
Times Square is full of them.
I got to tell you, the Russians have come up with the ultimate, and I'm trying to find one. They're selling fake arms, so you can like. I am not kidding you.
And if you already have a fake arm, you're
at the... I am not kidding you. You have a fake arm, you put on the fake arm, and then you get the jab in the fake arm, and then you get the... Now listen, let me finish. You get the jab in the fake arm, and then you get the vaccine card, but you're not as vaccinated, but then you can travel and do whatever you want to because you got the shot of the fake arm. I have yet to find them on Amazon or anything, but I'm looking.
I want one.
I'm not even kidding you. I'm
one shot Scott. I can get the second shot.
No, get the fake arm.
Get the vaccine. Get out of jail.
Scott Hurd will be live at Insert Client here with 100 fake arms for the first 100 people.
I was just
what's in your mind, fake arm?
We're talking about what to give away at Big Iron right now. You know, we were thinking hats.
Fake arm.
We're thinking maybe a hot tub Vinny, hot spring spa.
Yeah.
This year, Big Iron. Maybe we got to give away the fake arms.
I don't know. So. I'm serious. Russians are using prosthetic arms to dodge the vaccine. Google it. It's right there.
If we have somebody with a fake arm who's already done this, please call the show today.
Yeah, so by the way, the Russians are good for something, A. And B, this is what we're driving people to. This is the insanity.
Right.
Your calls after
this. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes, jumping those hills with Luke and Bo, plastic cap guns in a swimming hole, don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves, 10% in the Auburn place, Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race.
20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at My Pillow, and we are days away.
There was daddy's cold.
Dirt.
Like that one, huh?
I love that one, yeah. You know, of all the retailers out there, the guy that has some dirt in his fingers and wasn't afraid to work at a bar and go to state fairs and stuff, that was Mike Lindell, you know, My Pillow. Spent a lot of time in North Dakota. You may have met him when he was hearing from people that if you could ever invent a pillow that wouldn't, you know, ruin my neck, if it wouldn't, you know, I could actually get a good night's sleep. Sleep fixes everything. I'm the poster child for that. You gotta get sleep, or you just show short circuit. You just did.
That's so true.
It is. And the older I get, the more my doctor says, Scott, you really should get no less than six, but get eight as much as you can. This is why I think
good advice.
Donald Trump is subhuman, because his son, Don Trump, Donald Jr., told me to my face, his dad never gets more than four and probably averages three. That's like subhuman. I don't know how people do that. But the pillow has changed people's lives. And now the products, like the towel set we're selling for $39.99, the lowest price ever on towels, $39.99, when you use promo code Scott, they're fantastic. They're towels that actually work, believe it or not. They dry you off. I can't make it up. You don't even need to wash them day one to make them a little more, you know, palatable. They're fantastic. $39.99, promo code Scott. And by the way, if you go to frankspeech.com, all the information about the Cyber Symposium next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Sioux Falls, I'm going to be there. Other members of our team are going to be there.
Yep.
And you can watch it online at frankspeech.com. You really don't need to be there. We're there to report on what's happening as media, but you can watch this. But most importantly, will your state legislators watch it? Will your Secretary of State watch it? Will the cyber experts be there and actually be poking holes in all the different scenarios?
I can tell you there's a lot of buzz around Sioux Falls. With him coming.
Well, they expect major, yeah. major
jabs.
Bad actors, too.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. So they've got security like you can't believe. It's like five presidents are coming to Sioux Falls because nobody wants this exposed. Go to frankspeech.com. That's where you can watch us, by the way, on this stream. We also put it on our social media. But Todd, right now, Kevin, are waving to the camera.
And I'm Todd waving.
I'm looking down.
I thought it was Kevin waved when Todd was waving, and then Todd waved when Kevin was waving.
Exactly.
Said to be waving.
Anyway, you can watch us live right there online, frankspeech.com. Anything that you purchase from MyPillow, use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9023. He's supporting efforts like election integrity. Makes a lot of sense. All right, let's talk to our fine listeners, find out what's on their mind today. We are going to talk drought, rather, at the bottom of the hour, and more open phone time in our next hour. Fred in Wing, what's on your mind?
Yeah, was Kevin waving with his fake arm?
He was.
I was, yeah.
Oh. And could you tell it was fake?
Well, no, really. I think I'd give that a shot. I didn't say
that. I'd give it a shot. We got that.
Anyway, I got it. Bada-boom! He's going to be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Did you get a hairy one or one that's more feminine-looking? Because my wife would like to borrow it so she don't have to lose her job.
Well, you could shave it after Kevin's done with it.
Yeah, you could shave it. Now, the beauty is the tattoos are a lot easier to remove on the fake arm. So you change your mind.
Yeah.
I kid you not. Yeah, it's real
funny. Well, if this text says anything, they don't much look anyway. They just jab you and get you out of there. So I don't know what's going on there. That was a Minnesota listener, by the way.
We'll go get this. That's the only virus in history that's been given shots to at the drugstore and the grocery store. So yeah, I guess maybe that they won't look too close.
No kidding.
All right, but my wife has been healthcare for 33 years, and she's been studying this. She's got microbiology. She knows what's going on. She's been studying this vaccine and does not like it. She's had to take flu shots in the past, and this is not just the flu shot. So she's taken 65. COVID tests up the nose and down the throat, take wherever you want to go. She's been tested 65 times in the last year and 4 months. She has sat with patients who have died in her arms. She's been with it ever since it started. She's been with her patients at the nursing home. And she saw them die. She saw them got sick, and they couldn't use alternative medicine. And she had to live with that. And she's done everything. She's had the mask on. They masked up. She had sores on the side of her nose and the side of her face from wearing these masks. She's put up with this for a whole year and 4 months. And now they're going to fire her because she won't take a vaccine that she doesn't believe is right. And, Scott, you came on and said maybe she should lose her job working with sick people. She is the best thing that the sick people have in their corner. She's been with us since the beginning. She's probably got more antibodies than anybody, but they just don't care. It's the facts that we got to learn about with this. And we're not talking about the facts. We're talking about hype, like you were talking about this morning. Should we take it? It's not just a choice. No, nobody should take it. It's the wrong thing to take. It really is.
Now, just so you, I want to clarify one thing. I'm not saying she should be fired. I'm saying your wife has a choice where she works. And if she decides something they are requiring of her, which I think, if I walk a mile in the shoes of a healthcare organization, and in this case, Sanford Health and Eventide now are two I know of that have made this decision that all of their healthcare workers, all of their staff, have to be vaccinated by November 1st to continue to be employed in their current position. It is because they believe that the patients want that, okay? That they want that level of protection. And my point is, your wife, and for that matter, my wife, who's in healthcare as well, they have to make a decision. Now, my wife has already been vaccinated because she wanted to see her mother. And that's why I got the first shot. And then I learned some new information from a Pfizer exec and a friend of mine, General Tom McInerney. And I said, you know what? I got 50% from the first shot. I'm going to be okay with the first shot. And that's why I'm one-shot Scott. I made a decision after consulting my doctor. Your wife has to make a decision. Do I want to be here or not? Or I'm going to take my services somewhere else. And if you got on the air every day and said, Fred's wife from Wing is the best nurse, therapist, whatever she is, ever, she would be able to work for any number of entities that don't require it.
Right.
So I'm just saying.
There was, you think that, but that's not the way it's going to be. Now, there is going to be, if the guys from Sanford Health, well, you were up there, you know, you were doing the rubbing elbows with them up there and doing the fundraiser thing. And they were just happy with that, but it was just a feeling. They're just a feeling. We feel that this is what we need to do. They won't even consider the antibodies that she's carrying from the herd mentality that she had. She probably had COVID 2-3 times. She's never tested positive in a year and 4 months.
Well, I have to say, I'm hearing the music, Fred. We'll continue this next hour, so stay tuned. I appreciate the passion I hear in your voice about this, and I also think you have a point that the antibodies ought to be a factor on whether you need it. So
let's... For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has issued a 60-day moratorium on renter evictions. The CDC said in a statement the new ban applies specifically to U.S. counties with high levels of community transmission of the virus. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the CDC did not have the legal authority to extend an emergency moratorium on forced removals of people from their homes during the pandemic without specific authorization from Congress. President Barack Obama will celebrate his 60th birthday this weekend with a party in Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker thinks gathering now is a bad idea.
I can tell you, if I were invited, I would have declined.
Why?
Because I think 700 people at an event like that is not a good idea.
Former President Barack Obama has now scaled back his 60th birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, limiting the event to include only family and close friends. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Decide
on the sun
if he's going to have
brown hair,
beef tips in Glendon today or country fried steak on 12th Avenue and I-29.
Oh, no, I'm going beef tips.
Are you going beef tips? Yep. Okay, how about Salisbury steak? That's in Euland. Lasagna downtown NP Avenue. We're talking about PetroServe USA, of course. Guess what I bought yesterday at Valley Dairy, part of the PetroServe USA family? Karma rolls, baby!
Oh, nice. Oh, tease me.
Yep. Yeah, this guy's at WeFest too.
Yeah, Russell Dickerson.
I didn't know any other names. Well, let me finish up.
Okay.
Petrosir.
Yep.
Swedish meatballs or lasagna at Valley City, Chef's Choice in Harwood today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Today's the day you buy two of their homemade fresh baked cookies, get one free. I defy you to find a better cookie. Not Subway. Not what's that place downtown? Insomnia Cookies or something? That little supposedly the best cookies ever. You ever heard of that downtown Fargo? No cookie place that is just cookies. I'm telling you right here, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. So I'm looking at the lineup at WeFest yesterday, trying to decide what night to go.
Yeah.
And I've heard of Florida Georgia Line.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of Dierks Bentley.
Yep.
And I've heard of, who's the other headline?
Blake Shelton.
Now,
yeah.
All of them start at 10:30 at night, and I'm old, but that's who I want to see.
Get a nap.
Not old. Stop.
Yeah, no, I'm old.
Get a nap.
A concert starts at 10:30 p.m.?
Oh, yeah, get a nap.
I'm going to go to the Oak Ridge Boys at the casino in Walker on Thursday night because it'll be done by 10:30.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, I hadn't heard of anybody else in the lineup, but I'm sure I'm old and I just don't know. So Russell Dickerson's there.
Correct, you're old.
So who's the other big name besides the top three?
Eli Young Band is a pretty big deal. Maddie and Tay, they're a pretty big deal. Lanco.
Lanco's right before Dierks Bentley, I think.
There's a number of kind of just breakthrough kind of artists. The Cadillac 3 is tomorrow night that I'm kind of pumped to see.
So, can we do a little WeFest from now through WeFest with
sure.
the bumper music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Give me some of the big names, but give me some of the not-so-big names.
You got it.
All right. And I'll know a little more by the time it's done. Wanted to just finish on the call from Fred and Wing about his wife. I feel the same way he does about his wife, about my wife, because I just know how much they care for patients. My wife happens to be an occupational therapist, and she's worked with a lot of Parkinson's patients over the years. And her patients will come up to me and say, you don't know this, but your wife was my therapist from home care. And I just want to tell you, she's amazing. And I say, well, I know that. You know, she's a rock in our family and allows me to be me and does what she does. She loves her patients. So when the Sanford situation came up, I asked her first, like, what do you think of this? And she said, look, I don't have a right to think that I can decide for myself what is best for the patient. The patient's at the top of our org chart, honey. They're number one. And guess what? Many of them are elderly, obviously. Many of them are health compromised, obviously. And they have bought in, for lack of a better term, and believe that the vaccine is the best way to keep them safe. Whether that's true or not, they've made that decision. So just from a PR standpoint, it makes sense. And by the way, people that I trust on this tell me that, for instance, the Delta variant. Is there too much hype about it? Of course. Is there too much fear about it? Of course. But it isn't like there isn't a Delta variant. And the reason some hospitals in the South are today at more capacity than they were 4 months ago, 5 months ago, when this thing started going down, is why? The Delta variant. I would also argue it's the Biden administration opening our borders and not testing anybody, just sending them in. So that, you know, I think there's a correlation to hospitals in the South.
Oh, no doubt.
Filling up and the
no
border
question.
Situation.
Yep.
So it's a self-inflicted wound, but it's not like it's not real. Now, the next question I ask of these doctors is, can I take the vaccine? If I get the therapies. You say them better than I do, Kevin. I can't pronounce any of them.
Therapeutics.
The therapeutics. But like hydroxychloroquine,
ivermectin.
Yep. Ivermectin is the one that brought Trump off the mat in a day.
Yep.
Right? No, it was remdesivir. There's a bunch of them out there. I take zinc every day. Little lozenge from Swanson Health Products.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
I'm taking zinc.
Perfect.
My doctor told me to. I take vitamin D. I get some sun because I saw a stat once, real stat, not fear, real stat, that said, I forget the number, but let's just say 70% of COVID deaths, after they die, they say vitamin D deficiency.
Yep.
Now, is that a correlation? I don't know. I got a high school education from Montevideo, Minnesota. I don't know where it is, but by golly, I'm taking vitamin D. I'm not going to dump the bottle into my mouth. I'm going to say to my doctor, how much of this should I take?
You remember the two doctors that got banned initially when this thing started, talking about quinine, talking about zinc? These are natural viral inhibitors that your immune system needs. And the reason that people are getting COVID after this so-called chemical compound vaccine gets poked into their arm is because the trigger of the immune system in that individual didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work. It didn't trigger, the protein didn't trigger the cellular response that it's supposed to.
Well, you're,
so there you go. You're going to get COVID again.
Not sure I've ever heard the term cellular response on the radio before, but I've heard cellular reception. Todd talks about that all the time. But Kevin he's analyzed this well.
I've spent the last year reading about it.
And my point is, Kevin has made a decision based on those facts, and you want to as well. But if you run Sanford Health or Eventide, and the patient is number one on the org chart, you've got to make a decision. And they've made a decision, and they employ people. And if you're a healthcare worker and you work for them, and you say, I don't like the decision, it could be because your boss makes you wear yellow and you don't like yellow. I don't know, whatever the decision is, go through the proper protocol. If there are religious reasons for not doing it, there are exemptions. I mean, learn the facts on it and decide for yourself. I don't think
I'm
going to
do Kevin's idea and get a fake arm.
Well, that's an option too. The people are resilient. They find ways when they're being told you must do this, and this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen if you must, you must, you must. Enough of the fake arm talk. Let's get the serious stuff here and talk about our current drought situation. Farm Bureau President Daryl Lease is back with us. And Daryl, how bad is it? Because, you know, I know in some parts of North Dakota they're better than others, but I also know just pure statistics tell us between last fall, this spring, this summer, it is a record drought by every estimation. When you get asked how bad is it, how do you answer that question?
Well, it's probably the most extreme drought that our country has seen I would even say dating back to the 30s or prior to that, Scott. You look back at rainfall records and things like that that have been kept over the years, and you look at the geographical area that this is covering. I mean, it's not just North Dakota. It's not just South Dakota. It's not just Montana. It's the whole western United States. And things are very severe when you have, reservoirs for irrigation going dry in Utah and Idaho, and they're getting shut down and for irrigation back in June already. June 10th, they shut some down in Idaho. And, I mean, there's just, the severity of this is pretty far-reaching. Now, there's little pockets everywhere that have had some relief. They've caught that extra rain shower or two, and, you know, but even those pockets are not great. They are still in a drought situation. They are still at reduced production. So it's not like we can go just 100 miles down the road if you're a cattle rancher and pick up your feed stuff, because it's a wider space than that this covers. And it's creeping further into Minnesota every week.
What do we do about it?
Well, the first thing we do is we just have to kind of figure out and manage through, and we have to figure out what kind of feedstuffs are going to be available out there, and then what the practicality is of it cost-wise to make it work. There is no magic, you know, silver bullet in this case. There's no magic wand we can wave to make things better. It's an extreme weather-induced situation that is going to require some tough decisions by many farmers and ranchers out there, more so ranchers than farmers. I mean, farmers have a crop insurance protection that, you know, crop insurance doesn't make you whole. It's not supposed to make you, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars profit. It's meant to keep you in business. But, you know, the fact that the rancher out there, you know, there's forage loss programs, stuff like that have happened. But when, like I said, when you got to go beyond 100 miles, 200 miles, 300 miles to get your feed stuff, there's not a lot of practical things that can assist in that.
Do you want government to do anything about it? Is there a role for government in this?
Well, there's probably a role at some point in level, but we're talking a 3 to 4 to maybe 5 time increase in the price of feed. You know, hay that was $75 a ton last year, you see advertised anywhere to $200 to $300 a ton. You know, I don't know what role the government can really play a true role in that isn't market distorting. B, doesn't pick winners and losers amongst producers, because that's what most government programs do. That's what they're best at, is creating a winner and loser, you know, one neighbor against another neighbor that has an advantage or has a situation that fits the fine line better and gets a bigger piece of that pie, so to speak. So it's a tough line to walk. I mean, we saw that with the COVID payments last year, that people were getting payments because they made a management decision on April 15th, and the next guy didn't make it till April 16th. And so it put more money in the pocket of one neighbor that can now go out and compete for pasture or hayland or whatever else. So, you know, government is probably never the right answer, but it's the fact of, you know, North Dakota's had the history of, you know, maybe assisting with some transportation costs, and things like that, that, you know, still aren't going to keep everyone whole. You know, there's going to be very few guys that probably hang on to the whole herd, or there's probably not a lot of them out there that have the whole herd right now. They've done some sort of reduction, whether it was just early culling that would have been called, cows that would have been culled this fall already, and they did it earlier, or if it's actually, you know, 20%, 30%, 50%, or in some cases, whole herds have been dispersed already.
It seems to me, you know, the low-hanging fruit, the easy stuff is like opening up CRP and, you know, the ditches and just to do what we can do. I also have an idea that I floated out before that I know Doug Goring has been working on, and that is some sort of, I don't know, backstop, for lack of a better word, from the Bank of North Dakota. The early versions of that, to me, are like insulting because they're 3-point-something interest, and I think, wow, you can go get that at a bank all day long, but or Farm Credit Services or whatever. But I want to ask you about some of those solutions that have been thrown out before, offset transportation costs, whatever, because, you know, I think people just want something done. We'll talk with you at least more about that after this.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same time for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag. Committed to quality, committed to you.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
That's right.
We got coolers.
This would be
you
could
drive to WeFest. Is that not FGL?
This is a new that's called the Cadillac 3. They're gonna be on tomorrow night.
I thought you told me you're gonna do a little FGL. I'm confused.
I'll do FGL.
All right.
But, we wanted to hear
the newer stuff.
The newer stuff.
I love it. All right.
Cadillac 3.
And you could drive in your 2017 pre-owned Chevrolet Malibu Premier. With only 29,000 miles in there, if you get on over to Puckledge Valley City today, this thing just got broken in. I mean, you got 29,000 miles on it. And this is what they do. You tell them you heard about it here, and they're going to give you a heck of a deal on that. $25,995 yesterday. Today, $24,500 if you tell them you heard about right here.
Nice.
2-liter, 4-cylinder. It has the DOHC engine. I have no idea what that means.
Double overhead cam.
Oh, thank you. With a turbocharger, Mm-hmm. So it's peppy, I guess, right? That's what I know.
Good fuel efficient.
It's a Cajun red tint coat to it, really unique dark red with a jet black perforated leather appointed seat trim. That's sharp. Very well maintained, and guess what? One owner from Valley City. You got all the features. I love that Apple CarPlay. Just turns your car radio into your phone radio. So all your podcasts, all your favorite radio stations are there. If somebody calls, somebody texts, you see it all there. It's fantastic. Certified pre-owned, 172-point inspection on this thing. Bumper-to-bumper drivetrain warranty. Oh, my gosh. Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They are in Valley City. They are in Bismarck. And I am going to drive a Chevy truck for the rest of my life, thanks to the fact that I won and the deer lost yesterday.
Yeah, you know. Buddy, I saw the picture.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. And that cocoon I was in, thanks to that Chevy truck, pretty amazing. Back with Darrell Lease, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Let's just take the state, because whatever. The federal government is clear. Somebody just said it's very clear that the Biden administration doesn't care about red egg states. How do we deduct anything else from the actions so far of the Biden administration that they do not care about farmers and ranchers? And maybe that's because most farmers and ranchers are in red egg states. I don't know. But it's clear they don't care, isn't it, Darrell?
Well, it's pretty clear to me, because it's obvious they didn't really even entertain the opening of CRP early. I was in discussions with Senator Cramer's office back in April, because the writing was kind of on the wall that we were headed towards drought and, you know, coming out of last year. And, you know, we started very basic discussions, and they asked some timelines of when they needed to maybe start engaging the government. And I said, well, you don't want to start too early, because you don't want to look like a fool if it starts raining all of a sudden. You don't, you know, but you got to start putting some diagrams together and some things that, you know.
Well, I think they wrote the letter in June, right? And yep. Got a response. Yep. A week before, and they said, well, it's too late. Well, you dumb-dumbs, you got a letter in June, and you're responding a week before the normal date, and say it's too late to do the date. I mean, that's just embarrassing. It's horrible.
That's the problem with it, that they just don't, I don't think they really cared.
So let's just realize they don't care. Should the state do something? Should it use the asset of the Bank of North Dakota? Should we have low-interest or no-interest loans? Should we give transportation costs? Should we make North Dakota the place to sell your hay without, you know, telling hay producers to take less? What should we do there?
Well, I think, you know, I've floated this idea of loans out to everyone, and everyone goes, yeah, that's what I need is another loan. And some people say, yeah, we can make a loan work, but do I want to strap myself with payments for 5, 10, or 15 years to try and survive 1 year? Or am I better off to, you know, herd reduction or herd dispersal and get back in when it, you know, things start to look around? Because we're not guaranteed next year yet, so that everyone's making decisions off them. What does the future hold also, and what do we got to get better for next year? And so, and then if you talk any kind of a cost share match or anything, even on trucking, you got to be careful, because the truckers just raise their rates then. Not all of them, but there's a few that do. And as far as subsidizing hay, if you subsidize at $20 a ton, guess what? That hay, that $250 a ton becomes $270. If you subsidize $50 a ton, it becomes $300. I mean, there's anytime government gets involved handing out money, usually does the market distortion before it flattens back out. You know, I mean, it's because...
So let's go back to the loan. Program. Let's go back to the loan, Darrell. If the Bank of North Dakota did a loan at their cost, let's say that's 1%, then it, rather than, I'm going to sell the herd and quit, you're at least living to fight another day, right?
Well, I mean, it would still be a decision of, you know, is it a smart decision to take a loan on, you know, a feed cost that's going to cost $1,000 to $1,100 a head to feed that cow, versus a few hundred dollars a head, you know, so you're talking three times as much to feed that cow as what it normally is. Is that a good decision to take a loan at, no matter what cost it is? Some people have the capability of it. It would be probably a well-used option. Some people don't have that even in the capability of using it, because We're dealing with feed costs that are just astronomical. Here's what really truly needs to happen out there And we need more of the grain farmers, the guys that are just straight grain farmers, and the guys that are cattlemen, livestock guys, getting together and seeing how we can utilize some of the stovers, some of the crops that are failed out there. And the cattlemen have to realize that the value of that stover going back onto the ground for organic matter fertilizer issues for that farmer, and that farmer, so they need to be paid for it. But, you know, how much...
Hold that thought, Daryl. I want to finish this. By the way, you can hear it on the stream as we continue here if you're watching online, and we'll be back with more after this on What's On Your Mind. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. So tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at... You know, 20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday, we're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or... If you prefer text.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.